USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A riot outside a Portland Police Department station house injured officers, damaged patrol cars, and led to at least 9 arrests. Smoke filled the air outside the North Portland precinct as protesters clashed with cops seeking to clear out the area, a scene reminiscent of others that have taken place over the last 80 days in the city. Police say that over 3 hours, individuals in a crowd of 150-plus people pelted police vehicles with softball-sized rocks, glass bottles, golf balls, ball bearings, metal railroad spikes, and plastic eggs filled with paint. Also in Portland, protesters clashed with federal agents outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. People in that group of over 100 spray-painted the building with graffiti, hurled more rocks and bottles at the agents, and shined laser lights into their eyes. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Massive wildfires in California have grown to be the second largest in state history, as it and hundreds of other blazes have now scorched over 1 million acres. The LNU Lightning Complex fire that is burning across 5 counties in Napa and Sonoma valleys has spread to more than 314,000 acres and is only 15% contained. Many of the fires raging in the state were sparked by a large number of lightning strikes as California is in the grip of a heat wave. The fires have scorched more than 771,000 acres. Which roughly is the size of the state of Rhode Island. The state now has more than 585 total wildfires. Rescue crews on the Detroit River found Sergeant Sivad Johnson of the city's fire department after his daughter reported that her father went missing after he dived into the river to rescue 3 young girls from drowning. Johnson, a Detroit native, had been with the fire department more than 2 decades. His brother and his father also served in that role. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
One of Vladimir Putin's biggest critics is believed to have been poisoned, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. Doctors believe he was poisoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. Go to DonateLife.org to get more information on how to become an organ donor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.